We're talking Golden Gopher Golf. Some exciting time for the Gopher women's golf team. Two Golden Gopher golfers will be in the NCAA regionals starting next week in Indiana. And Isabella McCauley is a freshman who has had just a phenomenal season, and she joins us here in Gopher Talk. Isabella, hello.
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, how exciting has it been for you to, one, be golfing on your home state college golf team, and then to have the success you've had here in your first year?
Yeah, I'm so excited. So I'm actually from Minnesota, about like 20 minutes from campus. So being able to represent the home state, the home school, just means so much. And like you said, I'm playing actually with my teammate, who's also my roommate. We're in the same year. And so kind of the opportunity to just go with her and have that experience together is going to be really special.
Yeah, Mariana was a guest on Gopher Talk in the fall when she had that great couple of week run as well. So how cool is that for you and your roommate to both be taking part in the region next week?
Oh, it's super exciting. Actually, in the first round, we're going to be paired together. So we're both super excited for that. And just the opportunity to travel together, I think that'll make it more fun, more memorable, rather than just one of us going alone. So we're both super excited, ready to get started, and super excited to see the course.
And is there, too, some comfort when you go out to maybe calm some nerves, knowing somebody in your group?
Yeah, for sure. I think that will definitely help. And then also, Mar just has a pretty calm personality in general. So she does a good job just calming me, and no matter what anyway. So I think that'll be a good dynamic to have her in the group.
How have you guys built maybe a chemistry as well? I'm guessing you didn't know each other when you both got to campus, and here you are now roommates and qualifying for this event.
Yeah, exactly. We actually had never even had a conversation prior to moving together. So I was a little bit nervous, had no idea what to expect, and I couldn't have been more thrilled with the way things have turned out. Within a week, we were literally best friends. It's just been like the most cool experience to be with her and travel with her. And she's obviously an incredible golfer. So being able to, like, she'll push me to be better. And it's just a really cool dynamic, the two of us. It's been a really cool year. I couldn't have drawn it out any better.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that, where all of a sudden you guys are friends, but you're also pushing each other, right, to be competitive. And you're probably, when you're out even practicing, wanting to hit better shots than her, and she's probably wanting to hit better shots than you. And before you know it, you're both better golfers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we both have different parts of our game that are better. And so I think we push each other in those areas. And then also just her mentality on the course is very carefree, and I've been able to learn a lot from that as well. She's incredible. Probably one of my coolest examples of this is last fall we were playing in ODU in Virginia, and I shot a 63, she actually shot a 62 and broke the course record. And so we were actually playing like right next to each other, and it's obviously, golf's a little bit more different than hockey or basketball in the sense where you're not always just playing with them. You can't always see what your teammates are doing. But in this case, we were, even though we were just kind of like right ahead of each other, we made an effort to like constantly be like encouraging each other. We were always waving, clapping, and rooting each other on. And so at the end, when she beat me by one, I couldn't have been more thrilled for her. Like, her shooting a 62 was like just as good, if not better, than me shooting a 62. So it's just a really cool dynamic. We're both genuinely so happy for each other when the other person does good. So it'll be really fun going to regionals together and just being able to encourage each other in the process.
When you are at regionals, of course, it gets pretty competitive. Those are the region's top golfers, obviously. I think it's just the top two individuals get to advance to the nationals. So how much, and you can be in the thick of that, certainly. So how much pressure do you feel, or what's your mindset going into that next week?
Yeah, actually, I don't feel a ton of pressure. I mean, I'm very excited to be there. I'm excited for the opportunity. Statistically, it is pretty hard for an individual to get through. The way that just the national championships are set up, it's kind of meant for more team golf. And so for individuals to get through, there's only two spots out of about like 41 that are going to be vying for that individual spot. And so it's the odds aren't as great, but so there's not really a lot of pressure on me. I'm just going to go out, play my game, hope for the best, and just hopefully put some good scores down.
What has been the key for your progress coming in as a freshman and then continuing to improve your game? And obviously, second place finish in the Big Ten meet, what was that, a week or two ago, I guess, and a great finish and a great effort there. So what's kind of been your progress like here in year one?
Yeah, thank you so much. Basically, I think one of the biggest key components has just been the team atmosphere for sure. We are probably one of the closest knit teams, I think, that in the country. We get along so incredibly well. So that's been like really fun, is being able to just push each other and really enjoy practices. We genuinely enjoy being on the road with each other. So that has definitely pushed me to be a better golfer. And then also just kind of managing playing so many events. It's different than junior golf. And so being able to manage that, kind of learn on the road and how the travel schedules are going to be like. And then once I was able to get into the swing of things with that, made things a lot easier in the spring.
How has the facility helped too, maybe with the simulator, when, you know, there's snow on the ground outside and those kind of things? Have you noticed that has been a factor?
Yeah, absolutely. We have some really cool indoor facilities for golf. And so we're on the St. Paul campus, and we're kind of on the back side of Les Bolstad. And we have about 6 indoor hitting bays that open up. We've got an indoor putting green with 3 different types of chipping grass. So kind of being able to like utilize those facilities and see your ball flight, have TrackMans, have GC quads, different simulators, make it like a lot more enjoyable, first of all. And then also, I just think a lot more easier to dial in on certain aspects of your game. And so that part's been really fun to see that, and I think a lot of people have this like perspective that when you're in the north that you can't get to practice golf as much. And I think that's like completely false. I think that you can just work on more different aspects of your game. You're able to work on your swing more. So I've always taken that as a positive, and just really have been able to enjoy the facilities, and we're very fortunate for sure.
Yeah. And then also, when there is snow on the ground, you guys do get to make some cool trips to get to the south to play some too, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's been one of the most fun things for sure. Coach does a really good job. She got us out in a couple of training trips before the season started. And then our first tournament actually started out in the Bahamas. So we were very fortunate, very blessed to be out there. And it makes the winter go by a lot faster when we're gone, for sure.
Well, you had, of course, a storied high school career at Simley High School, state champion. And you didn't win a state champion every year, because one year you missed the state championships. Tell us why, because it's such a cool story.
Yeah. So the year after I won was COVID, so none of us played. And then the year after that, I actually couldn't play because I qualified for the U.S. Open. So
like the U.S. Open, right?
The U.S. Open. So it's pretty cool. I was like super honored for that. And it was super fun, because the state tournament, the reason I couldn't go was it was actually like the qualifying for the state tournament that I ended up missing. So I was actually still able to be there to watch my sister play in the state tournament, and she won. So that was super cool to be able to not only play in the U.S. Open, but root my sister on when she won.
So with that great storied high school career, you talked about it in the very first answer you gave, that you're 20 minutes, grew up 20 minutes from campus. I'm sure you had options, could have gone south to play. What drew you to stay home and play for the U?
Yeah, I alluded to this a little bit, but I just think that the team culture is the most important thing to me. That was by far the most important thing in my recruiting process. And I think that Coach Rill does such a good job with just making the team culture a super great environment. And all of the girls, I knew some of them prior to coming here, and I just knew that it was going to be a really great experience. Honestly, these girls are friends for a lifetime for me. And so that was definitely the biggest thing in the process, but also being able to be close to home and represent the home school was super exciting. And so that part's just like kind of a combination of different things, but those were definitely some of the biggest factors.
Well, so cool. You had such a great season. There's still more to come, so good luck next week. It'd be awesome to see you fire a couple of great rounds, right? It's next Monday and Tuesday in Indiana.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.